Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back one of my favorite songs, When He's Alive. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jerry Simica is here. Jerry is VP of Consumer Action for Strong Economy. CASE. Is that CASE.org? C-A-S-E.org?
We are CASEforConsumers.org.
CASEforConsumers.org. Tell us about it.
We are a free market consumer group. For a long time, the word consumer has been co-opted by the left as a term of government empowerment and the idea that consumers need the government to step in and regulate everything, that we're a bunch of poor victims who don't understand how
right.
to manage our own money. And so we're all consumers. You're a consumer. Your listener's a consumer. I'm a consumer. And what we want is more competition, greater choice, and the free market benefits that come from less government intervention.
So I hope you were against the United Continental merger and the American-U.S. Air merger and what other mergers are out there. God help us when Facebook and Google merge, right? That's when that could happen any day now. So We have to fight these battles, and the one that's on the table right now, folks, is the AT&T partnership, so-called partnership with Verizon, and the thing they have in common, is they're both in the mobile business. They're both leaders in the mobile industry, mobile communications, and they both want more data. And so are they in this partnership, are they going to wind up sharing data? If I do no business with AT&T by intention, by design, but I do business with Verizon. So in this partnership, is AT&T going to have my stuff?
That is the big question that we don't know. I can't imagine, like we were talking before, the $9 million a year that this contract apparently is the market value of for the previous contract owner. I mean, what is Verizon doing, with a company with a $200 billion market cap integrating with their number one competitor for $9 million a year? It just doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, what is being done? Are there any hearings on this? The antitrust department doesn't really get into partnerships, does it?
No, and that's it's too small really to create any noise.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it, for them?
Right, and they've done some partnerships in the past. Again, Verizon has managed the email service that AT&T has. If anybody has att.net, it's now being managed by Verizon as well. But the thing with tech is that government regulators really don't understand. Nobody really understands. It's not as if some other anti-competitive maneuver where, say, a company is dumping tires on the market, or the gas station on the corner, the Exxon, is cutting its prices in order to put the local station out of business. It's not so apparently predatory.
Mm-hmm.
With tech, the way that data is shared and the way that technology is shared, you really just don't know what's happening until it's too late. I don't think anybody sitting in Washington has the wherewithal or the knowledge to ascertain all the different ways that this could be used to create an anti-competitive market. What we do know is that 5G is about to explode,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to change everything. And
one of the things, Jerry, that I've tried to explain to people about what's going on right now, and it's hard for people to get their head around this. Most of us have got so much background and history in the 20th century in the dynamics of marketplace competition and war and partnerships from a 20th century standpoint, this is different, isn't it? I mean, when we've got this kind of digital leverage that's out there and the availability of data, the ability to leverage data, this is a different dynamic. This is a different kind of a war. This is a different battleground than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. And it's not just different, it's dramatically different, isn't it?
Well, the big change now is that we, the consumers, are now the product.
We're the product.
Look at Google and Facebook, you know, for the privilege of getting to use all these services. I mean, obviously the digital age is an amazing thing right now. I mean, I remember spending 20 years ago $30 on a DVD so I could do maps on my computer. And now Google just gives you Google Maps, and there's a picture of your house, and there's this tremendous amount of information. Well, it's free, but it's not free, because now we are the product, and that's why data is so critical for the future economy, is because our information reaching us, selling us, persuading us, manipulating us, however it may be done, is really going to be the you know, what drives the economy. And I think people understand that to a certain degree. I mean, we are willing to trade some of our for these conveniences. You know, we're willing to trade some of our personal data. When we sign up for Facebook, we know that somewhere in a database on a server is going to be our birthday and our friends. Mm-hmm. What we didn't sign up for is this information being used without our knowledge, against our interests, and without full disclosure.
And attempting to manipulate us, which they do. Quickly, I've just got a few seconds. Is this partnership going to go through, and is it going to last? I mean, is there any way to stop it?
I don't think it probably will. No, right now it just seems like it's just another
fait accompli.
Click on the box, right?
It's a fait accompli. Unbelievable. We come back. I'm going to ask Jerry to talk to us about the future of mobile, 5G. Mentioned 5G. You've been hearing about this. What's that going to look like going forward, including with this partnership? Tim Tale, right back with Jerry Simica. He's with Case.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.